International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring Ginger Rogers in Son of the Natives, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel greeting you from the stage at the Silver Theater in Hollywood and bringing you the 23rd production in our new series. But before we raise the curtain on today's performance, we'd like to announce that next week, Silver Theater will star Lee Tracy and Shirley Ross. Other names that already grace our guest book for future dates are those of Joan Crawford, Helen Hayes, and many other brilliant stars. But now the house lights are lowered and the silver curtain rises on Act One of Son of the Navy by Grover Jones and True Boardman. Ginger Rogers is starred as Stephanie Hartman, with Elliot Lewis as Jack Malone and Billy Cook as Tommy. It's Way Anchor Day in San Diego, southernmost continental base of the Pacific Fleet. The Navy wars are thronged and colorful, as officers and men alike their shore leaves ended add another to the endless succession of farewells that is ever the lot of the men of the sea. But there's one farewell that's strangely different from most of the others.
Hold on, sir.
Yes, Steve.
Hold that ship for a minute.
Hi, Steve. Hey, hold it down there.
Now, Steve, listen to me. I'm serious. You can't go on following me from port to port.
Why can't I?
Because I won't stand for it, that's why. You're going home
to Aunt Elizabeth, where I will lead a normal life and eventually marry some nice young fellow who's never seen a battleship. You can save your breath, darling. I know it by heart.
And it's right.
Sure it is. We'll talk it over when I meet you at San Pedro.
You're not going to meet me in San Pedro.
Any bets? Oh, Dad, why should we kid ourselves? My name's Stephanie, but it should have been Stephen. Stephen Hartman, Jr. And if it had been, I'd been in uniform right now out there in one of those ships.
You would not. You'd be in an apple.
Hey,
you'd be...
Steve! We've got to get underway.
Okay, I'm coming. So long, kid. Drive up to Pedro, then. But we're going to have this out once and for all up there. Bye, Steve.
Sure. We'll have it out once and for all. And I'll go right on meeting you every time you sail into port. So long, Chief.
So long.
Give my love to the Admiral.
Sure, Bud. You could phone in for a taxi, but San Diego's 12 miles down the highway. If you really got to get on board by 3 o'clock, your only chance is to hook a ride. What's that little kid out there trying to do?
Oh, you're right. I'll try it.
Hope you make it, sailor. Hey! Ride down, hey!
Hi, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, son.
Hey, how's about a ride?
Hi, we're going by, don't they, Mr. Sailor?
Hey, son, look, I got to get into San Diego, see? My ship sails in half an hour, and I got to be on board.
Gosh, we have to walk the plank or something if you're late?
Well, never mind that, but be a good kid and go sit down while I get a ride. And let's have to stop if there's two of us.
Okay.
Only what?
I got a better idea. I mean, if we was kind of to walk along the road together, like you with my pop, see, and you hold my hand, and I kind of pretend to have a sore foot or something like this.
Hey, swell. Oh, here comes the car. Grab my hand, son.
You're my pop, huh?
Right. Come on, now. Hey, how's about a ride?
Maybe I ain't lipping enough. How's this?
No, guys like that one wouldn't stop if you were crawling.
Uh-uh. Hey, Pop, what are all those stripes on your sleeve? Are you a captain or something?
No, I'm not a captain, son. But I'm something almost as good.
What's that?
Quartermaster, first class.
Gee, honest? First class? Swell. What's a quartermaster?
Well, never mind. Hey, get your limp working. Here come a flock of cars. Hey, ride, buddy!
We ain't doing so good, are we, Pop?
I'll say we're not.
What kind of ship are you on? A submarine?
Cruiser, Memphis.
What's a cruiser?
Hey, look, son, I haven't got time to describe the Navy to you.
Sure you have. So what's the... Oh, look, that car just passed going the other way. It's turning around.
Huh?
There's a lady in it.
Yeah. Hey, here, grab my hand again. All right, come on. Limp now. Hey, how's about a ride?
Hop in, quartermaster. Me too?
Yeah, come back, son.
Okay, Pop.
Hey, thanks for turning around, miss. You see, I gotta
be on board by 3 o'clock, I know.
Hey, you're pretty well informed, aren't you?
Pretty well. What ship, quartermaster?
The Memphis.
The Memphis? Oh. Captain Nance commanding. 40 officers and 560 men. Displacement 7,000 tons, speed 33 knots. 90,000 shaft horsepower, cruising radius 10,000 miles. Is that right?
Hey, what is this?
gosh, she knows everything, don't she, Pop?
Well, quiet and sit down while we learn all about the police, son.
I know. Bet you she's a spy. Are you a spy, lady?
No, how does it happen you do know so much about the fleet?
Well, why shouldn't I? The Pacific Squadron hasn't sailed into a coast port in 3 years that I wasn't on hand to watch it.
Oh, I get it. Sailor's wife.
Sailor's wife? Listen, mister, if I was an old maid of 106, I wouldn't marry the best sailor that ever scrubbed a gun deck.
Oh, you wouldn't. I thought you were crazy about the Navy.
I am. I love the Navy, but I hate sailors.
Guess she told you, Pop.
Shut up. You got to learn to have respect for ladies, son. Particularly the sort of ladies who follow the fleet.
Just one more crack like that and you'll get out and walk, mister. And of course it would be an awful thing for the Memphis to weigh anchor without a quartermaster. The Navy would never be the same.
We made it. You've got 5 minutes to grab a water taxi and get out there.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry about what I said. Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe you were wrong.
Go on. Hey, water taxi.
Goodbye. Come on, Pop. Goodbye.
Hey, I forgot about you. Hey, wait, is she just going to go off and leave you?
Huh? I guess so.
But don't you live here?
Uh-uh. I don't live no place special.
No place special, but isn't he your father?
Who, him?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Sure, he's my pop, lady.
Well, then what?
Hey, sailor! Quartermaster! Hey, what about your kid? Hey!
He didn't hear you. Well, of all the low, underhanded tricks... Abandoning a kid.
Gosh, what you gonna do?
Do? If that big lug thinks he's going to get away with this, he's crazy. We're going to San Pedro to meet the Memphis. And if your father doesn't take care of you, I'll see that it gets to the Secretary of the Navy. Come on.
Cruiser's bigger than a destroyer,
yeah.
And a destroyer's bigger than a submarine,
yeah.
And an airplane carrier's bigger than any of them.
Very good. Go to the head of the class.
Gosh, I'll know all about the Navy if I talk to you much.
Your father could teach you if he was worth his salt.
Yeah. I guess Pop ain't worth much.
Say, do you realize I don't even know your father's name?
Huh? Oh, he uses lots of names.
Lots of names?
Mm-hmm. He changes them, kind of.
Well, what's your name? I mean, your last name.
Gordon. Tommy Gordon.
Well, then that's your father's name. Your father's name's Gordon.
I guess so.
How old are you, Tommy?
9. How old are you?
Well, that's a question you're not supposed to ask girls, but I'm 23.
Gosh, you're awful old. You could be my mom, I bet.
Well, wouldn't I do for a sister maybe instead?
Oh, moms are better.
Where is your mother, Tommy?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. And he was going to desert you. He ought to be shot.
You mean Pop?
Yes, and when I see him, I'm going to tell him so. I've tried every way to find him, Dad. Now you've got to help me.
But, Stevie, you've got no business mixing up in it. Report the man and turn the kid over to the police.
But I can't do that, Dad. There's Tommy to think of. It'd break his heart to have his father discharged from the service.
But you don't even know this fellow's name.
But there wouldn't be more than one quartermaster on the Memphis answering that description. Please, darling, all you have to do is get in touch with his chief on the Memphis. Have him fix it for Tommy's father to be in front of the San Pedro Library tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then...
The public library? What is this, a rib?
That's no rib. Hartman on the Tulsa says you gotta be there, see?
Yeah, but why?
Hey, you're asking me? Just be there. And at 3 o'clock...
It's
3:10, Tommy.
Guess Pop ain't coming, huh?
He isn't coming, Tommy.
That's good.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I don't understand how it could... There he is. Tommy, where are you going?
Huh? I was just going.
But don't you want to see your father now that I've found him?
Sure, I guess so.
Well, then, come on. Here, take my hand.
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, quartermaster. You wouldn't be looking for us by any chance.
Huh? Oh, hello. Hey, what are you doing up here? Hi, son.
Hello, Pop.
Well, I've seen cool individuals before, but none of them ever topped you.
Huh?
Hey, now, look, sister, you better not tell me it's you I'm here to meet, because if it is, I don't appreciate the gag, see?
The gag? Now, listen, Mr. Gordon, if that's what your name is...
Well, it's not. And whatever your racket is, I won't have some. You may be the best-looking girl in 40 ports, but that doesn't mean...
My racket! And I was trying to go easy on you for Tommy's sake. Well, you should be court-martialed. Listen, Tommy, you're better off without a father than
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean he's better off without a father?
Go ahead. Try to lie out of it. Try to pretend you didn't abandon your own son.
Abandon my... Oh, so that's it. Kid?
Yeah, Pop?
Don't call me that.
Well, you said...
Never mind what I said. Did you tell this girl I was your father? Answer me.
Tommy? Of course you did. Tell her so.
I don't feel good. My stomach hurts.
Answer my question.
Well, you said we could pretend when we was hooking rides, and I called you Pop.
Tommy.
Huh?
All right, you better go get in the car. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
I ought to say something, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's okay. So the kid really told you I was his dad. That's kind of funny when you think of it.
It's not funny for him.
Hmm? Oh, he'll forget about it. And what are you going to do with him? Take him back to San Diego?
Yeah.
Hey, his folks will be looking for him. You better be careful or they'll be after you for kidnapping. Maybe I better come along with you to explain.
No, don't bother.
You know, lots of kids his age are terrific liars. They get that way reading fairy stories and just...
Really?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I guess I'm just mad at you because I haven't got any right to be mad. You better go now.
Yeah. So long. Hey. Hey, what's your name?
Steve. Steve Hartman.
Steve?
The Stephanie.
Screwy name. It's okay, though. I'm Jack Malone.
Oh. I better go. Tommy will think I've deserted him.
Hey, wait a minute. Was that on the level, what you said about going right over the fleet doors?
Why?
Oh, because I owe you dinner or something for all the trouble I've caused you, and we're going to be in Frisco for about 3 weeks. Well, there's a little chop suey place called the Lotus Bowl.
You mean that place on Grant Avenue?
Yeah, so how's about dinner next Thursday night?
I don't know. I...
Well, you've almost got to. How else am I going to learn what happened to my son, Tommy?
Okay. I'll meet you there at 7.
That's a date. So long, Steve.
So long, Sarah. And whatever gave you the idea that I wanted you to kiss me?
Well, I don't know. Didn't you?
I don't know either. Feed it, will you?
Sure. See you Thursday. And say goodbye for me as a kid.
I will. So long. Where are you, Tommy? Tommy! What are you doing in the back of the car?
Nothing.
You weren't crying?
Uh-uh.
Now, look, Tommy. Sit here beside me.
Okay.
You shouldn't tell lies. You know that, don't you?
But I wasn't lying. Honest, I wasn't. I was just pretending.
I see. Well, now, let's stop pretending, Tommy. Who are your father and mother? Where are they? Tommy, come on, you've got to tell me.
Well, you see...
Tommy, you're not an orphan.
Uh-huh.
And you ran away from a home?
Mm-hmm.
But why? Weren't they kind to you?
Oh, sure. Sure, it was swell. But there's no future to it.
No future?
Well, not for kids my age. You see, we all got the kind of fathers and mothers we want all picked out. When they come near to the home to adopt kids, one we like don't like us. You always want little kids, the squalors. If you're over 4 and got freckles and a couple of teeth out, you haven't got a chance.
I see.
So I thought maybe out on my own, I could find folks for myself. That's why I said that about the quartermaster.
Quartermaster?
Oh, quartermaster. You see, he was the kind of father I wanted. The kind I'd pick out if us kids could really do the picking instead of being picked. That's really why I said he was my pop.
Tommy, do you really want that sailor for a father?
You mean for Keats?
For Keats?
Sure, but I can't. He's sore at me. Hey, where are we going? Back to San Diego?
San Diego? No, Tommy, we're following the fleet, you and I, to Frisco. He doesn't know it yet, but if they don't arrest me for kidnapping in the meantime, you're going to adopt a father.
Moment before we bring you Act Two, Felix Mills lifts his baton and leads the orchestra in the strains of the Prelude to Lohengrin. Little little did Richard Wagner know when he wrote that score that a century later it would become the inspiration for a new pattern in solid silver, international sterling silver. But that's what actually happened. And the pattern prelude, like the music it was named after, is pure delight. I saw it myself yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, and I say to you sincerely that no lovelier design has ever come from the hand of the silversmith, no lovelier pattern in solid silver, and none more in keeping with the new romantic mood of today. For prelude is feminine as a bride, exquisite as spring flowers. Its motif, two clusters of roses, patiently, beautifully carved. Its lines graceful and tapering. In fact, prelude is a pattern so excellent and right in design and workmanship that it will add charm and distinction to backgrounds of any period. But see this bewitching new pattern in solid silver at your silverware dealer's tomorrow. Take one of the stunning pieces in your hand and study the glorious beauty of design and craftsmanship, the richness of its lustrous, satiny finish. It's a pattern you love and cherish as long as you live. The pattern prelude, newest and most exquisite creation of international sterling. Again, the house lights dim, the silver curtain rises on the concluding act of Son of the Navy, starring Ginger Rogers as Steve Hartman and Elliot Lewis as Jack Malone and Billy Cook as Tommy. A week has passed, a week filled for Steve with all the complexity of being unofficial parent to a 9-year-old and realizing that it will take strategy to get Tommy the father he desires. Steve has been making plans.
Steve, this whole thing is nonsense. What does a quartermaster want with an adopted kid?
In this case, that's not the point, Dad. The kid happens to want the father, and I know how to work it, too. I've got to condition Jack Malone to the idea of being a father.
You what?
I have dinner with Jack tonight. I see him again tomorrow, maybe every day while his leave lasts. And every time I see him, I talk about boys, how swell they are, and how important fathers are to them. Then at the psychological time, I spring Tommy on it.
You do. And he rushes right down the steps and adopts the kid.
Any bet?
I'll bet you get put in jail. That's what I'll bet. And there's another thing. How do you know this Malone fellow is the right kind of a father for the kid? If he would adopt him, anyway.
He'd be a swell father.
Oh, he would. And how do you know?
What is it women are supposed to have, Dad? Intuition or something? Let's call it that.
Yeah, we'll call it that. Okay, go ahead. It's crazy. But why should you suddenly turn sane at your age?
You see, I'm through first, and you bet I couldn't eat with chopsticks.
Right for the champ.
Oh, that was a swell dinner.
Yeah, not bad.
Jack.
Huh?
I brought you a present.
A present?
Mm-hmm. Look.
A book. Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Yeah, that's swell, but what's the idea?
Oh, I don't know. It's just sort of a classic of American boyhood, don't you think?
Yeah, sure. Say, isn't your hair different tonight from the way it was in Pedro?
A little. That was funny that day in front of the library, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought about that, Steve. You know,
I mean, about Tommy.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kid. You got him back to his folks all right, didn't you?
No, Jack.
Huh?
You see, Tommy hasn't got any folks. He'd gone away from an orphan home when you met him that day on the highway.
Honest?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you know? Hey, look. What color are your eyes, anyway? Sometimes they're green, and then again they're blue.
Jack, listen to me.
Yeah, how's that for plain and fancy rowing?
Well... You know, it's great exercise, rowing. Every 9-year-old boy ought to have somebody to teach him.
Yeah, what brought that up?
Oh, nothing. I guess maybe I was thinking about Tommy then.
Listen, will you forget Tommy? How's about the lunch?
Sure. Here it is.
Oh. Hey, what's that in the top of the basket?
Oh, I brought you another book.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you ever read Sorrel and Son?
No. Thanks. Say, are you trying to educate me or something?
Something like that. But come on, let's eat lunch.
They're blue.
What?
Your eyes. And look, Steve.
We better go back inside.
Yeah, but it was your idea to come out here on the balcony.
Well, it was just to give you this. Another addition to your library.
Huh? Thanks. Letters of Lord Chesterfield to his son. That's great.
I guess there's nothing quite like the relationship of father and son, is there?
Look, have you any terrific objection to you and me talking about some people called us for a change?
Oh, come on, let's go inside and dance.
Hey, would you make up your mind?
Come on in. I guess the person I wanted you to meet isn't here yet, but they will be.
Swell.
Here, I'll get your hat.
Thanks. Oh, nice apartment.
Not bad.
Steve.
Hmm?
We weigh anchor next week. Did you know that?
See?
Yeah. What's happened to you? You used to know all about the Navy. Now you never talk about anything but kids.
That's silly, isn't it? Jack.
What?
If I asked you to do somebody a terrific favor before you went away, would you do it?
What do you think? Look, Steve, I...
Now, remember what you said, will you, Jack? Come in.
Hi, Pop.
It's the kid. Hey, Steve, it's Tommy. He must have... wait a minute. You knew he was coming here.
Uh-huh.
But you said you took him back where he belongs.
You said that.
Oh, but that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. You'll be sent up for 20 years hiding that kid out.
Well, I guess you're right unless we... I mean, you do something about it.
Do something about it? What can I do?
I'm going to adopt you. Steve said I could.
You're going to adopt... Ah. I get it now. Tom Sawyer, Sorrel and Son, letters of Lord somebody or other. So that's the gag, trying to make an easy mark out of me.
Do you have to be a sap to be a father to a kid who needs one?
Well, let him have a father. Why pick me?
I didn't pick you. He did.
And I learned all about ships, Pop. A battleship is bigger than a cruiser. And a cruiser is bigger than a destroyer.
And I'm the biggest dope in the Navy. I think I fell for it. You've given me the runaround so I play Santa Claus to a freckle-faced runt.
Don't you call him a runt. And I should have known better in the first place. No, you won't adopt him. It takes a heart to do something like that, and you haven't got a heart. Time to get your hat.
Stevie! You mean Pop's not going to adopt me?
I wouldn't let that third rate of an excuse for a sailor adopt you if you never had a father. Besides, what you really need is a mother. I'm going to adopt you myself. Come on.
Hey, Steve. Well, go ahead, hothead. Adopt the whole orphanage and see if I care. Son of all the dopes. Won't I adopt this kid? Come in.
Did somebody in this apartment ring for a boy?
Get out of here.
Oh, please let Steve adopt me, lady.
Well, this is a most unusual case, Miss Hartman. Now, to begin with, the adoption board isn't going to look with favor on your having concealed the child all this
time. But I've explained why.
And quite apart from that, Miss Hartman, the board almost never consents to a child being adopted by a single person. You see,
where is he? Where's my kid?
Hey, Steve! It's Pop!
Hello, son.
What are you doing here? You keep out of this.
Oh, so you're the woman who kidnapped my child, are you? You ought to be horsewhipped.
I'm the woman who kidnapped your child!
Well, I'm glad to see you admit it.
Now, look here, Jack Malone.
Sorry, I'm busy. Come on, son, let's get out of here.
And just where are you taking this boy, if I may ask?
Why, home. He's my kid. Aren't you, son?
No, Pop.
Tommy.
Well, Steve told me I had to tell the truth if I ever wanted to go to Annapolis.
Huh? Hey, look, who's in charge of adopting kids around this joint?
Well, I have something to do with it, young man.
Okay, I want to adopt a runt here.
He's not a runt, and you can't adopt him anyway.
Who says I can't?
I do, and so does she.
Yeah, you gotta be married to adopt kids, Pop.
Look, lady, if I was married, could I adopt Tommy?
Well, if you and your wife qualify...
Well, that settles it. I'll even get married. I want that kid.
Oh, you even get married, and to whom?
Oh, to you. You got me into this, didn't you?
I got you into it. And I suppose I was hooking rides like a tramp.
Don't call me a tramp.
Well, if you'll excuse me, at the moment, four seems to be a crowd.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fine spectacle you made of yourself.
Yeah?
And a wonderful example for Tommy.
Never mind Tommy. He's perfectly... Hey. Hey, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. That's a lie, Steve.
And you can't go to Annapolis if you lie. Stevie's crying, Pop.
Hey, you're right, son. You know, it seems to me as a couple of family men, we ought to do something about it, huh?
Like what, Bruce?
Well, do you think it'd be sissy for a future admiral to kiss his future foster mother?
I guess not. How's about it, Steve? I mean, Mom?
Oh, Tommy.
That'll do, son. You can clear the decks for the old man.
Okay, all clear.
Stevie.
Huh?
You still love the Navy and hate sailors?
Not one favorite.
That's all I want to know, Steve.
Oh, Jack. Tommy.
Aye, aye, Mom?
Go out and tell that lady that you've got yourself a family.
Ginger Rogers is going to step before the Silver Curtain for a personal word with you in just a moment. But first, here's a man with an answer for an often difficult question. All right, John Carty?
You know, ladies, one of the hardest questions a bride has to answer is what pattern to choose for her silverware. Now, International Sterling has gone a long way toward solving that problem by creating Prelude, a pattern so brilliantly designed, so radiant with beauty, you'll take it to your heart at once. On every captivating piece is that fine old name, International Sterling. Your assurance that here is genuine solid silver of imperishable beauty. I know that all your lives, many of you have dreamed about someday owning silver as lovely as International Sterling's Prelude. And if you'll visit your silverware dealer tomorrow, you'll learn how very easy it is for you to realize that dream. For you can get services of Prelude Sterling in any size you wish, from an individual plate setting of six beautifully wrought pieces costing only $16.75 to a formal dinner service complete for 12 or 24 people, which you can buy out of income. But why not let your silverware dealer give you complete details tomorrow, Monday? He'll be delighted to show you the size of service you prefer, and you'll be delighted to see the triumphant new pattern in solid silver, International Sterling's Prelude. And now back to Conrad Nagel.
Thank you, John Conti. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to draw the silver curtain aside for just a moment and have Ginger Rogers step out so that you may meet her in person. Ginger? Well, Ginger, how does it feel to be a two-time loser?
A two-time loser?
Yes, it's your second appearance on Silver Theater, you know.
Oh, I see, but you're wrong, Conrad. I'm definitely a winner. I was very flattered when you asked me to appear with you a second time.
Ask you? Mm-hmm. Well, we'd like to adopt you.
Thank you. Which reminds me, before we say another word, I'd like to thank Elliot Lewis and Billy Cook for their splendid work as Jack and Tommy. They were tops. And that goes for the rest of the cast, too.
Spoken like a Rogers, Ginger. A glamorous name in the theater, right?
And what a glamorous name in silverware.
Touché, what a combination. 1847 Rogers Brothers and Ginger Rogers. As far as Silver Theater is concerned, it can't be beat.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thanks a million for being with us again, Ginger. We hope to have you play a return engagement with us again soon. And in the meantime, lots of luck on your new RKO picture, The Life of Bernard and Irene Castle. We're sure both you and Fred Astaire were better than ever, which is really something to look forward to.
Thank you, Conrad. And good night, everyone.
Good night, Ginger.
Next week, our stars will be Lee Tracy and Shirley Ross in another original story written especially for Silver Theater. Be sure to listen. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. Son of the Navy was written for Silver Theater by Grover Jones and True Boardman. Original music heard on this program was composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. John Conti speaking, and this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.